USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A sixth grade girl at an Idaho middle school could be charged with attempted murder. Jefferson County Sheriff Steve Anderson.
A sixth grade female student retrieved a handgun from her backpack. She fired multiple rounds inside of the school and out.
Two students and a janitor were wounded in the shooting. A teacher was able to grab the gun from her. All three victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators say they're still searching for a motive. Schools in Rigby, Idaho, will be closed on Friday. President Biden is back on the road. This time he went to Louisiana as he talked up his infrastructure and jobs plan.
A lot of what we're going to have to build back now in terms of infrastructure. We got to build back to a different standard, not to what it was. It's got to be better.
Republicans say the price tag for the plan is too high. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Minnesota is now getting set to lift their COVID-19 restrictions.
We end the statewide COVID-19 restrictions by May 28th, and we'll drop the state mask mandate by July 1st, or if we can hit 70% vaccinations, because that has an incredible impact on what happens. And then, of course, what we're all going to do, we're going to have a great summer.
Governor Tim Walz, who's been criticized by Republicans in the state's legislature over his use of emergency powers to put limitations and closures in place. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a controversial new law that state Republicans say increases election security. Opponents say it's just another bill designed to make it harder for millions of people to participate in the voting process. The Republican governor signed the bill during a political rally in West Palm Beach. Florida's legislature passed the bill last week. Democrats say they oppose the bill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New Jersey's Rowan University says students who can provide proof they've been vaccinated against COVID-19 can get up to $1,000 tuition and housing credits. Joe Cardona is vice president for university relations.
It's a real issue where people don't necessarily want to get vaccinated, but, you know, if we can put an incentive out there, it might convince some people. And as time goes on and people see that it's okay, hopefully this will get them there.
The school is also offering benefits and perks to faculty members who get vaccinated as well. An elementary special education teacher in Las Vegas has been named for the 2021 National Teacher of the Year. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The National Teacher of the Year award is going to an educator from Nevada. Elementary school teacher Juliana Ortube reacted on CBS This Morning to the messages from her former students about the impact she's had.
I get to be part of a whole new world with so many students. I haven't seen so many of those students in such a long time, so it's so beautiful. Oh, I'm just so excited.
Ortube, who teaches pre-K through 5th grade at Kermit Booker Elementary School in Las Vegas, learned of the honor on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to the news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.